throw attempt. 44-30. Kansas City leads by 14 with 47.5 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Kansas City's retreated all their players. It's just Shank and Lakers at the line. As the second one bounces off the front of the rim and in. Lead now 15. 44 seconds left. Over to shooting. Left side. Second top of the key to Kaczynski. Evan Kaczynski. Shooting takes a three from the left corner. That one's short by about 6 inches. Rebound 23 for Cassidy. That's Zaleski. Over to Shank. Brings it up for Lakers. Lakers not trying to foul anymore. Nickel. Back up to Shank. Trying to slow things down. Over to 22 Rasmussen. Nickel. Feeds it into number four. Kirkaw. This one goes out of bounds. Last touch by Lakers. 14.7 seconds left. Cassidy leading by 15, probably going to pull this one out. Cassidy was trailing by at halftime by 5, folks. And this one is inbounded to number 22, Rasmussen from the right elbow. Passes over to Shank for the 3 on the right side. That one's no good. Rebound number 24, Evan Kaczynski. And they pass it up to number 30, but this one was stolen by Shank. He's going to slow things down. Passes to number 4. This one's up. No good. And there's the final buzzer. Justin Kirkaw tried to put up the shot. That was no good. So, end of regulation, Cassidy pulls out the victory over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, 45-30. Stay tuned. We'll wrap this thing up in about 4 minutes.
It's Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon. Tuesday night, head south of the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night with most Mexican items under $6. Thursday evening, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Night with entrees to tantalize the most discriminating palate. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep. All-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with salad bar, all for just $8.20. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $7.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Winter is in full swing and indoor activities are all the rage.
That's right. We at Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon have what you need to keep yourself busy during these long, cold winter days and nights. Take all those pictures of your loved ones and favorite memories and turn them into the scrapbook of your dreams. We at Harjo's have everything for scrapbooking at great prices. We also have what you're looking for in knitting, sewing, and crochet. And we carry a full line of painting, drawing, special hobby, and craft supplies. So keep busy this winter with the help of Harjo's Ben Franklin at the light in beautiful downtown Pigeon.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether you're picking up lunch or dinner for the family, with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day, roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli, remember you can stop in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping too. They thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Hometown proud, America IGA.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal, they salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX. Member FDIC.
Well, this one's in the books. Final score, Cass City 45, Lakers 30. Let's take it quarter by quarter. After one, it was Cass City leading by 2, 11-9. At halftime, Lakers led 18-13. After three, Cass City retakes the lead, 29-25. And at the end of regulation, Cass City 45, Lakers 30. Let's start out with some individual stats from Lakers. Nick Post had 5 points. Evan Gatcho, 5 points. Kyle Binder had 8. Trevor Lewis had none. Evan Kaczynski, 3. Jared Schutte had 3. And Paul Zwemer, the big man, had 6. Lakers was 0 for 6 from the free throw line altogether for 0%. For a grand total of 30 points. On Cass City side of things, like I said, they were trailing by 5 at halftime. They retook the lead by 4 at the end of the third and were leading by 15 at the end of regulation. Cody Orban led all scorers with 20 points. Lucas Schenk with 6. Drew King with 6. Shane Rasmussen with 3. Alex Zaleski with 2. And Morgan Erla and Cole Israelson each with 4 for a grand total of 45. In the second half, they were 5 for 8. Those are all the free throws they shot for 62.5% from the free throw line. Final score, 45-30. John, what you got over there?
I'll tell you what. At halftime, the Red Hawks were only shooting 23%. And then all of a sudden, this second half, they kicked it up a few notches to 44%. Seems to be the ball game right there. After Lakers was pretty much consistent. First half shooting 34%, and then, believe it or not, they increased their percentage by 2 percentage points to 36%.
Well, there you go. We have a score at halftime. It's Harbor Beach 24, Brown City 19. At the end of the third, Harbor Beach 40, Brown City 27. So Harbor Beach trying to stretch that lead as much as possible. As Cass City wins this one, 45-30 over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Very good game on both sides of the ball. Some great defenses. I liked what I saw.
A lot of good pressure defenses. Both squads were, they're playing to win. This is, a very important game. But more importantly, though, Cass City did hold serve. This is their court. This is the court they defended. And later on, districts are going to be held in this gym, so that's very, very important to them. For the Lakers, they had themselves some moments. In the first half, they really did dictate the tempo with their press. In the second half, that they found a little more difficulty in attacking Cass City's 2-1-2 zone. See what happens next time.
Yes, indeed. As we actually are covering Lakers on Friday as well, as they host the USA Patriots. So that's the next game we'll be covering on Friday. As Cass City now moves to 6-5 overall and 2-2 in the Greater Thumb West, putting them in the third place all by themselves, which is technically second place because recent USA half-game difference between them and undefeated in the league. Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers are now 4-6 overall and 1-3 in the league, now in fourth place. So, until next time, until Friday, this is Bob Ramsey saying so long on behalf of John Mooney for WLEW Sports. Cass City pulls it out 45-30 over Lakers. So long.